This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has announced the setting up of the 8th pay commission for the central government employees and pensioners. An announcement in this regard was made by Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav in New Delhi. The minister said that the term of the 7th Pay Commission is going to end in 2026 and the setting up of the 8th Pay Commission now will give enough time to receive the recommendations of the pay panel. He said the appointment of the chairman and two members of the commission will be made soon.
केंद्र सरकार के सभी कर्मचारियों के लिए 8th सेंट्रल पे कमीशन को मंजूरी दे दी है 1947 से अब तक 7 पे कमीशन हुए हैं और प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक रेगुलर रिदम के साथ पे कमीशन बनाने का जो एक संकल्प लिया है उसके हिसाब से 2016 में 7th पे कमीशन स्टार्ट हुआ था तो 2026 में इसका टर्म कंप्लीट होता है उससे वेल बिफोर 2025 में 8th पे कमीशन एस्टैब्लिश करने से सफिशिएंट टाइम मिलेगा सो दैट दी recommendations can be received well before the completion of the period of 7th pay commission.
The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today scripted history by successfully completing docking of two satellites named Chaser and Target under the SpaceX mission. With the stupendous success of the indigenously developed Bharatiya docking system by ISRO, India has become the fourth country to use this technology after the USA, Russia and China. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayan congratulated the team on the feat. President Draupadi Murmu extended her wishes to ISRO and the entire scientist and engineers communities of the country for boosting India's space capabilities. Lauding the achievement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post said it is a significant stepping stone for the country's ambitious space missions in the years to come. Union Cabinet today approved the establishment of the third launch pad TLP at the Satish Dhawan Space Centre of ISRO at Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. The TLP project envisages the establishment of the launch infrastructure at Sriharikota for the next generation launch vehicles of ISRO and also to support as a standby launch pad for the second launch pad there. It will also enhance the launch capacity for future Indian human space flight missions. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said the third launch pad has been sanctioned with a cost of around 4,000 crore rupees. He added that this will prove to be an important milestone for the country in space infrastructure. To promote cross-border transactions in Indian rupee and local currencies, the Reserve Bank of India has liberalized the Foreign Exchange Management Act, FEMA. Overseas branches of authorized dealer banks can now open INR accounts for non-residents to settle permissible current and capital account transactions with residents in India. The amendments also allow non-residents to settle bona fide transactions with other non-residents using balances in the repatriable INR accounts, such as Special Non-Resident Rupee Accounts, SNRR, and Special Rupee Vostro Accounts, SRVE, VA. Non-residents can now use repatriable INR accounts, balances for foreign investments, including FDI in non-debt instruments. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a telephonic conversation with the UK Secretary of State for Defence, John Healey. The two ministers discussed the ongoing defence cooperation issues and emphasised the need to maintain the momentum in bilateral relations. The BJP today released the fourth list of 9 candidates for the Delhi Assembly polls. The party has fielded Bhuman Tawar from the Delhi cantonment seat. Anil Vashist has been declared the candidate from Babarpur seat, while Sikha Rai will contest from Greater Kailash seat. Jatadal Dal United JDU has fielded its candidate Shailendra Kumar from Burari seat in alliance with NDA. Congress has also released its fourth list of 5 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Legislative Assembly elections today. The party has fielded Surinder Kumar from the Bawana seat and Rahul Dhanak has been nominated from Karol Bagh. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto will be the chief guest at the 76th Republic Day celebrations this year. At the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President Subianto will pay a state visit to India on the 25th and 26th of January. And that is the end of this news bulletin.